Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Great to catch up with Conor Murray of Waterford in Croke Park. Tachin Cup campaign launch. We caught up a couple of weeks ago at the Munster launch. Talk to us about the Tachin Cup and what it can give Waterford football.
It's a great competition since it's come in. Like, it gives you the competitive games against Division 3 and 4 teams, whereas before you get knocked out of Munster and then you could get drawn against a Division 1 or 2 team in the qualifier, and that's the end of your year. So I think the change of structure this year is better as well. There's no dead rubber games with the groups. Usually the third game is always a dead rubber. So looking from our point of view, we're coming off the back of a disappointing league campaign and Munster as well. We wouldn't have been happy with our performance against Tip. So it's something to try and build a bit of momentum. And as I said at the start, they're competitive games, which is what we want.
Building momentum and making progress as a group is such a big thing. What, like, Paul Shankey was over for a season and there was some good stuff there, even longer. Aoife Fitzgerald has come back. What's that challenge like in Waterford when it's kind of chopping and changing between management teams and maybe coaches over the years?
It's hard, and when you're chopping and changing with players as well, you're kind of starting from scratch each time. But Aoife's come in now and he's committed to a 2 or 3 year cycle, so hopefully we can start to build something with the 20s that are coming through off the back of a few good results as well.
There must have been some buzz with the Waterford minor footballers and the Waterford 20s getting back-to-back wins in March and April. Like, you don't get enough of that really in Waterford football at county level.
No, and like, the young lads probably don't realise that it does give us a boost, because we're looking down and we're saying, geez, these lads are coming through in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years, and they're coming off the confidence of winning those games, those championship games, that just hasn't happened over the years, and hopefully they can bring that into the setup when they come through.
Yeah, must be a massive thing as a young fella representing Waterford and getting those wins, and maybe not having the, I don't know, is there a burden when you're kind of beaten year after year pre-Tachin Cup, when you're not really getting much of a run in terms of a championship football? At least now you can make that bit of progress. Is there a burden in that, Conor, as a Waterford footballer?
I don't know if you use the word burden, but it's hard to build anything. You know, it's great to be playing football when the weather is good and the evenings are longer, and the Tachin Cup gives you a chance to do that. Whereas before, your year could be over before you know it once the league is over. Like, there's no point in saying otherwise. The league is always our main focus, to try and be more competitive in Division 4, and the ultimate goal is to get out of Division 4. But the Tachin Cup does build on that nicely now.
For sure. You mentioned the format change. Winners in round one put themselves in a really, really good position. You've got London. You've had a really, you know, back and forth over the last couple of years. But I think at home you have a good record against London in the last couple of years. How are you going to make sure that you get the job done this weekend?
Yeah, we do have a good record at home, but London have been building as well the last couple of years. They've had great continuity with their manager, Michael Maher's there. I think he's there 7 years now. And looking at their team sheet as well, they've the same lads there, which wouldn't have always been the case with people coming and going. But chatting to Liam, I think a lot of their players now are English based, and that's really helped them try and build something. Not to build them up too much now, but the rules kind of suit them as well. They're big and physical around the middle. But when we're at home to London over the last couple of years, as you were saying, we've performed well. So it gives us that bit of, not hope, but like, there is a bit of an expectation there on us to perform at the weekend and get the win.
You've had some couple of big results in the last couple of years. One in this format can put you in such a good position. So it's a huge carrot as a Waterford footballer at home.